This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show has its own news reporting budget. This show has one reporter, Tom Delmonico. Tom Delmonico has decided he's going to get to the bottom of the dog and cat eating controversy. So Tom Delmonico at 1:35. Kyle Potter, well, we had scheduled for yesterday, and then Dave said, "You want him?" I said, "There's too much debate stuff. I should have then scheduled him for today. I didn't." And that clown Carter scheduled him for the Adam and Jordana show.
I feel like Carter, he's like the perfect opportunist.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, or he just was better at scheduling Kyle than I was. Kyle Potter was on with Adam and Jordana. You can podcast that. But I had multiple issues for Kyle, including what I saw earlier today. The 20-year-old real ID requirement for domestic flights is getting delayed again, kind of. As Kyle points out, you follow Kyle, by the way, K. Potter, MN. And I did hear the end when he was suggesting Lake Nokomis is the best lake in Minnesota. Get out of here. Come on, Kyle. With just 56% of the IDs in circulation being real ID compliant, the TSA is now pushing for a phased-in approach which would push full enforcement all the way out to May of 2027. I answered Kyle on Twitter and went over. It's not going to happen by May of 2027. This fits into the category of things we have been talking about seemingly forever, and they never happen. What else do you have in this category? Because I have a few. Let me give you another one right now. Southwest Light Rail. Years and years ago, Block E. What else do you have that is discussed endlessly and it takes an interminable amount of time to get done? So let's go back to Real ID for a second. Pushback. I don't have Real ID. Tubbsy, Real ID, yes or no?
No.
Text me right now, yes or no. Do you have Real ID? And was it last year where I upped my driver's license? This is when I have the goatee. I look like somebody in this picture, Tubbs, where you wouldn't open the door if you saw that person knocking on it in your neighborhood. When I had the goatee and kind of a quasi beard going, I kind of have a weird look on my face.
Yeah, that screams restraining order.
Yeah, that is hide the women and children with that look on my face. So, no, I still have whatever version of the typical Minnesota driver's license. I'm willing to put all chips in the middle and call everyone, no, Real ID is not going to be enforced by 2027. It just keeps getting pushed back over and over and over again. So, what else do you have that everybody talks about and it's a particular project, it's a building, It's something that is going to improve some aspect of society in theory, and it never, ever, ever gets done. It seems like it in the end it does, but you're like, we're talking about this again. Like Southwest Light Rail. How long have we been talking about that?
I think that was the thing before I moved away and then came back.
It's absurd. Now, I want people to text me, 651-461-9226. A lot of people text in the real ID. Yes, Unreal ID. I have something called enhanced driver's license. Is that real ID? I don't think that is. Text here, does government not think that maybe people that have not gotten real ID or just never plan on flying are the mega requirement? Don't plan on following up?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kyle Potter's one of the most popular radio guests in the city. He is. He is. Kyle Potter is excellent.
Because he's good.
At what he does. This person, yes, and I have a passport. Yes, I've had it since 2020. I play by the rules. Well, la-dee-da. Okay, thanks a lot.
Chad just says he's a rule breaker right here. He flaunts all the rules.
I'm breaking not a single rule by not having one. Because it's not going to be enforced.
It's just too much. It's too much work, too. Like, you go to get something.
Is it really?
Well, and then it's like you don't. And I heard Jordana talking about it. And it's true, because you go and it's like, well, this is wrong or this is outdated. And after a couple of times, you're like, well, heck with it. I'm done. I'm going to roll with what I got. No,
it's not that tough to get it done. My excuse cannot be, woo. This is like preparing for the LSATs or the ACT. No.
If I have to make more than two trips to do something, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. A lot of people bragging. I've had a real ID and a U.S. passport. Enhanced ID, somebody says, is a step above real ID. Wow. Okay, let's pause here. What else do you have when you think about it? It just kept getting discussed. And maybe it didn't even finish. Maybe it didn't happen, or by the time it got done, you're like, really? Think about all the stadium and arena battles in this area, which came up over and over and over again. Stillwater Bridge, the new Stillwater Bridge. Of course, I am the genius, to quote a former participant of this radio station, who once said to Adam Carter and Dan Cook, what is that bridge called in Stillwater again that lifts up and down? One of the better moments in my intellectual career. What again is that bridge in Stillwater that goes up and down? Thank you. That's the person you're listening to on WCCO right now. All right, Topsy, 22 past one. Tom Delmonico. And about 15 on our individuals really eating cats and dogs. And if there's any reporter you want on it, not Major Garrett, not David Muir, not Randy Shaver, not the ghost of Dave Moore, you'd want Tom Delmonico. Tom Delmonico is coming up. The Year of the Cat, Al Stewart. What do we have for a theme today?
We have cats and dogs. That is our songs about cats and dogs today.
Excellent. We're talking about a couple things here since Real ID has been pushed back again. Do you have Real ID? Are you excited about Real ID? Do you care about Real ID? And since this is another one of those areas where it's discussed and discussed and discussed, and maybe finally it'll happen, what else do you have in that category? Somebody says the West 7th trolley car in St. Paul. Yes, that has come up a lot. Here's another very good one for the state of Minnesota. Sports betting. It's possible we may be the 50th state to approve sports betting. Everybody else is doing it, but we have to be so pure.
That's a little too optimistic, Chad.
We have to be so pure. It's going to ruin people. Oh, yeah. It's really tough to bet right now. It would take you one click on a phone. And if you wanted to, you can bet. No, I'm not encouraging 11-year-olds. And yes, we have individuals. We just had Dr. Joseph Lee from Hazelden and Betty Ford raising the profile, among others, of addiction. If we're going to eliminate everything in our society where endorphins are released and addiction is a possibility, well, then let's just pretty much eliminate everything and stay in a hermetically sealed home.
Anything can be an addiction if you allow it to get a hold of you.
Yep. And we'll have money set aside to help those folks, and I wish them only the best. And I hope the numbers are minuscule. But come on, libertarian, adults being adults. Destination Medical Center in Rochester. I think that actually is happening, but it has been discussed an awful lot. I have the Enhance ID, and I believe it allows traveling to Canada, Mexico without a passport. I don't know. I've heard of it. I just don't know enough of the specifics about it. Getting Real ID as a female is harder because you have to have all the documentation for any name change, marriages, divorces, and remarriages. Ugh. That is annoying. That is unfair. Let's see. Chad, when they recorded a couple years ago, when I said to get whatever version of the UID is available, it was like an act of God and seven pieces of paperwork that I bring in order to get the license. It was something to discern and absolutely absurd. Well, maybe I need to pull back on it's not that difficult. Because here are a couple excellent texts pointing out it has been a problem. Here's a good one, and this one comes up all the time. The debate on daylight savings time. I'm completely sick of the debate. Totally sick of the debate. Because it's very political-like. Either you're a late afternoon person and you think daylight savings time is the greatest thing ever, or you're a morning person and you wish death upon daylight savings time. Now that my kids are all done with school, I'm team daylight savings time. But when my kids are out there in the dark waiting for the bus when it's 5,074 degrees below, I was not really missing daylight savings time in the winter.
I got to be honest, I don't really have a strong feeling on daylight savings time either way. Like, if we have it, great. If we don't, fine. It's moving the clock twice a year. I mean, I can get over making a two-hour change twice a year.
This is from an individual who is an insomniac, and I jinxed myself because I told a few people last week, I might have even mentioned on air, I don't remember, that I was sleeping better. Well, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday have just been a giant fiasco. So when people tell you how it throws up your sleeping and your biorhythms, there are many reasons for individuals to have trouble sleeping. That one is well down the list. It just is. More items that were discussed and discussed, and it took forever for them to happen, or they never happen. The Minsure rollout. Oh, yeah. The Minsure. How about, well, that's almost a separate category of programs offered up by the state, city, or federal government where you knew there was just going to be a computer fiasco, including the e-bike situation we had multiple times a few months ago. Vikings getting a winning quarterback.
That's just mean. That's uncalled for.
Have you seen Sam Darnold?
I mean, Darnold's undefeated in his Vikings career.
Right now, Sam Darnold's on pace to go undefeated.
I mean, he best quarterback in franchise history based on stats.
I don't know why they haven't cut J.J. McCarthy by now. It's just an absolute waste.
I mean, the guy can't even stay healthy through a meaningless preseason game. What does that tell you?
Enhanced ID gives me the right to merge or yield or do anything I want at any time.
That's good.
Yes. That is that is excellent. Something talked about that never happens. Bipartisan cooperation. Thank you. That is another good one. From a texter who has the Enhanced ID, I also have TSA pre-check and clear. Anything to avoid homicide in those lines, yes. And most of the homicide in those lines is the dopes known as human beings who won't listen to the TSA agent saying, take your shoes off, take your laptop out, pour your liquids out, take your coat off. We got the bins for where you're going to put it. And then somebody comes up there wearing their headphones, and they're walking with it. Oh, what was that? I had to do something? They should be tased. Or you know what? How about this policy from the TSA? If you have to repeat the policy on two parts, you're off the flight that day. You do not get to fly that day. If you screw up on one, oh, that's right, I forgot to take my shoes. Fine, we'll give you leeway. But if it's the no shoes, coat on, you're drinking one of your giant mugs that you bought at Target, and it contains 47,000 ounces of water because you saw it in Instagram and it looks really cool. If you violate two of them, TSA says, you, Chris Tubbs, reschedule. You're not flying today. I like that idea.
That's fair.
The end of the I-94 construction between Monticello and Rogers. Thank you. They just had the conversation again, where we're talking about more lanes. I've lived here 85 to 90% of my life. There's always been construction on 94 between Monticello and Rogers.
How about the 494 35W? Like that used to be forever, 494 169?
Not as much to me as the Monticello Rogers, which is another reason why owning a cabin up north may be the dumbest thing you can ever do in your entire life. Buxton coming off the IR. How about Buxton going on the IR? Of course, you and Tubbs don't care. Chad works at noon. Chris works at 6 p.m. one day every 3 weeks. Now, what don't we care about? Which one thing are we talking about?
There's a lot of things that we don't care about.
We've commented an awful lot on a lot of things.
You got to be more specific.
I've talked a lot about traffic the last few days. By the way, I also do plenty of other things outside of this radio show where I'm also driving. This isn't the only reason I'm driving. And by the way, if Chris doesn't have a game, he does have other things in life. But maybe it's something else that they think we don't care.
Yeah, I'm pretty simple. That's about right.
In other words, Chris is acknowledging he doesn't care unless it affects him.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, unless it's with my orbit, it's off my radar.
Yeah. Sounds like a you problem, Chris is saying. Tom Delmonico pursuing dogs and cats and trying to save them. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.